Sustainable sobriety is here. You can create predictable and consistent results in your alcohol-free journey without abstaining from alcohol the entire time. I always say that taking your last sip of alcohol isn't necessarily always the first step for success. You want to eliminate your desire for alcohol, not just simply not drink. Keep the needle moving forward in your journey, in your transformation, no matter if you do drink or you don't drink. The trap of stopping and starting in moderation is really what always keeps you stuck, but you can embrace an opportunity to move forward without the burden of counting days, and it is all available to you in the Sustainable Sobriety course on my website. Follow the link. I will see you there and I will walk you through step by step. This is the most affordable and efficient way to get from where you are to where you want to go, where the desire to drink truly is a thing of the past. I will see you there. Do you ever feel like you're outgrowing alcohol, that you are longing for a deeper connection to life? If alcohol is keeping you playing small and feels like the one area you just can't figure out, you are in the right place. Hi, my name is Mary Wagstaff. I'm a holistic alcohol coach who ended a 20-year relationship to alcohol without labels, counting days, or ever making excuses. Now I help powerful women just like you eliminate their desire to drink on their own terms. In this podcast, we will explore the revolutionary approach of my proven 5 shifts process that gets alcohol out of your way by breaking all of the rules, and the profound experience that it is to rediscover who you are on the other side of alcohol. I am so thrilled to be your guide. Welcome to your journey of awakening. Welcome back to the show, my beautiful listeners. I hope you're having an amazing week. It's so awesome to be here. Have you joined our Facebook group yet, our discussion group? And it's not just a discussion about the podcast, but it's obviously a community group to explore your life and going beyond alcohol, what it means to awaken beyond alcohol in all of the various facets. So today we're going to just jump right into it. We are talking about sober sex. What? Yes. So there's so much I could say about what this means and just sex in general as a, you know, kind of potentially taboo conversation, especially around women and really embracing our own erotic nature. I know for myself, I'm 42. I'll be 43 this year, that I feel like I've barely scratched the surface on my sexuality. And I didn't even really have the opportunity to even get curious about what that might look like to go beyond kind of just the way things have unfolded for me in my life until I went beyond alcohol. And so I will talk about my own personal experience, some, and some that I know have come up for some of my clients. But when it comes to intimacy and, you know, sex and sexuality, which there's many, many layers of this, a lot of times, just like with alcohol, it's unintentional. We learn, you know, everyone learns certain things. And I think until this point in our culture, the idea of, you know, consent and kind of having conversations about it hasn't really been a thing, especially for women's bodies have kind of been the property of other people. And, or, you know, obviously viewed that way. And I know for me, my mother talked to me about sex early on and how babies are made and that kind of sort of thing. But I don't believe that I really knew what it meant to, you know, to have consent. And it just wasn't even a conversation, right? And then there's like these blurry lines of wanting some level of intimacy, especially when we're younger, but maybe not feeling comfortable with certain levels of intimacy. So I think that this carries over into adulthood for so many women. And
when we're drinking and we're dissociating from the body, we can't really tune into the signals of the body. And sometimes we go beyond what we feel maybe naturally comfortable with. We go beyond that limit. And then to explore that without dissociation from a fully embodied place can feel really scary and uncomfortable. But the first step of, you know, maybe feeling insecure, and this is kind of the thing that I hear the most from people, is especially around body image. And that's why when we are, you know, under the influence in any way, it's like it shuts down and quiets those thoughts of feeling, you know, maybe insecure in your body and with body image, feeling like you aren't comfortable saying and asking for what you need. And I want to also kind of define that when I'm talking about, you know, sober sex, this is really about like physical intimacy, because there's intercourse, there's what my coach talked about was outer course, you know, like foreplay. I've never had heard it put in that way, but right, like there is a lot of intimacy to be explored, actually, even potentially more so without intercourse. So there's all of these thoughts that are happening in your brain, which are taking away from what your body is telling you and from experiencing actually the pleasure in the body. And this could kind of lead into what I'm going to talk about in the next episode, which is autonomy and even our own personal experience of being in relationship to ourselves and what does pleasure feel like in our body separate from, you know, any other person around. Just exploring, you know, that could be just self-touch in any way. I know that there's yoga classes that I go to that are extremely pleasurable, or a sound bath that has lots of sensory experiences that are quite pleasing. So there's that piece of it too, of really not even knowing what you're asking for, right? So the solution is to just first recognize what are the thoughts going on in your brain that are creating the emotions of feeling insecure, right? We'll just use that emotion: fear, insecurity, lack of confidence, and you know, there's so many layers of this, because whether or not you have a long-term partner, whether you're dating, and or whether you're exploring, you know, your sexuality with yourself. But the most important thing is to have awareness of the thoughts that you are habitually thinking, the narrative that's running in your head. Because until we know what the narrative is, we can't change it and we can't experience what that's like in the body. So the body has to feel safe first in your own experience with yourself to be able to then feel safe in relationship to another person, or at least it's going to be a much easier. So my suggestion is to just spend some time in the body experiencing what does it feel like when you think about sober sex, right? What comes up for you, and invite those emotions in first. Stop at the ease, stop at the emotion. Let your body know it's safe to feel those things, because you can feel fear and still show up, right? I've shared this on the show before. One of my favorite thoughts for myself is I can feel fear and still know that I'm safe. So you have to get into the body. And then once you experience those sensations in your body, then you can start to ask, what does pleasure feel like in my body? What is pleasurable for me? And you can explore that. Maybe it's through your senses. Maybe it's through deep stretching. Maybe it's through soaking in water in a bath. Maybe it's through caressing your own body or giving yourself a little bit of a massage, right? Because there are layers of intimacy that might feel really good, right? And we have this idea that, you know, sex, when we're under the influence, you know, is it, and then even exploring that option or that facet of it, what is sex like under the influence? Do you remember it? Is it more enjoyable? Because it could go in a long-term relationship, or even in a dating situation, where it's like, wild and crazy and seems like it's super fun, but getting there requires you to lower your inhibitions. And then what happens after that, right, is like you pass out. And then as you start to get to know someone, you are just passing out and you're not even getting to the intimacy part anymore, right? Like once you are even maybe further down the line in your own relationship to alcohol. So uncovering to like the truth of what does intimacy or sex look like with alcohol present? Are you actually feeling your body? Are you present? Are you present with the other person and their needs? Are you engaging with them? Are you having a conversation, right? So the process to get to feeling more comfortable is understanding what your thoughts are that are getting in the way, understanding the reality of sex with alcohol or intimacy with alcohol, understanding what pleasure is in your body, and then being in that place in the body step by step. So that might be one of the things I negotiate in my house often are butt rubs. Yes, this is a very intimate detail in my life. Our butt rubs. I love to get a little massage before I'm going to sleep. And but it's very pleasurable and very relaxing. And that is a really good place to start where you could have a conversation with someone and ask, can I get a butt rub? Or, you know, you can create that opportunity for someone else by asking someone, would you like a massage, right? Would you like me to rub your shoulders, right? It's been a long day. Would you like someone lays down on your lap, right? So there's these layers that can bridge where you can start to feel pleasure in your body and connect with the other person before having to take your clothes off, right? So oftentimes the butt rubs really just lead to me passing out because I'm so relaxed. But they have the opportunity to lead to more than that as well, right? So that can be the start of it. Experiencing and then really being in that sensation in your body. Because when you're in an experience that just feels safe and feels natural and feels relaxed and you don't have to think about, oh, what does my body look like? All of these things, then you can start to experience pleasure in your body. So you have to build a bridge. The other way to build a bridge is by creating thoughts that build the bridge, right? So if the objection thoughts in your head are, for example, about your body, which I want to let you know, every single woman I know has body image issues, pretty much, right? And it's a sad state of affairs because we are miracles. Our bodies are amazing. They do so much for us, but it is the way that we are. And we're unpacking this. And this is part of getting to go beyond alcohol as well, is honoring the miraculousness that is your body. And I'm right there. I've got my own stuff that I have dealt with since I was very young, with diet culture and exercising and all sorts of things. But I really can sit with my body and honor it as just this amazing vessel and offer it so much gratitude. So that's a really beautiful place to start. I love the Ho'oponopono prayer for this. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And really sending that message deep to myself, thinking about all the cool stuff that I get to do every day, just walking, typing, hugging, right? So getting into a place that with your body of honor and gratitude and appreciation can start to help bridge that gap. Like, I have a body. My body does this for me. My body moves with ease in this way. And maybe you have some struggles with the way that your body functions, right? Finding a way that your body does show up for you, even if it's digestion, even if it's processing your food and making it into energy, even if it's being available for listening to your children and what they need from you, right? The ability to be present, right? There's something, if you're alive, there is something about your body to appreciate. And if you are in relationship to someone else who is interested in your body, right, in a way that feels safe to you, like in a way that feels like that there's respect around that and they want to engage with you, my body is desired by someone. My body is appreciated by someone. How does that feel? Right? And maybe that doesn't feel great for you, but finding something that does. So this is a huge topic. I could do a whole course on this. I could get experts in here, but the most important thing is awareness about the thinking, awareness about what pleasure feels like in your body, and then creating new opportunities to feel pleasure in your body that feel like one step closer to intimacy, and then creating new thinking that feels good, that doesn't feel like a stretch, that doesn't feel like, I mean, maybe saying my body is miraculous is a stretch for you, right? So finding some sense of appreciation, really being with yourself, giving your a part of your body that maybe you often reject, giving it some acknowledgement, right? So having to recognize what are the thoughts. And the other piece that I talked about too was the truth, the complete and honest truth of what sex under the influence looks like, right? Now, it might say be one drink to kind of quote unquote loosen you up, but what is the result of starting a relationship or continuing an ongoing relationship without alcohol when it comes to sex and intimacy? Well, the result is full authenticity. The result is more intimacy. The result is being your honest and authentic self and creating new opportunities for connection, because so much of what we're doing with alcohol, or why you're here, is because alcohol has fallen flat. Right? So what is possible? When I say I'm just scratching the surface, I know when I go beyond my mind when it comes to sex and sexuality and the things I've experienced in my life, not even just with Matthew, but in intimacy with other people. And I'm not even talking about sex. I'm talking about just feeling comfortable cuddling with someone else, or being like laying with someone, or being in an 18 second hug. Like, what is possible? Where does that take me in my body? Just out of curiosity, if there's resistance there, that means that there's something else underneath it. If there's resistance, there's an opportunity for comfort, right? So where there's resistance, there's an opportunity to soften. And you can let yourself know if you find yourself in an intimate experience this week, whether it's with yourself, a loved one, or a sexual partner, soften something. You can just have this mantra, soften something. You can be repeating that to yourself when you're in the act of finding pleasure for yourself. Soften something and take your mind there to your body. I hope this helps. I would love to hear your feedback on this. Shoot me an email. And one of the things that we're going to be really exploring during the reconnection retreat in Mexico is connecting with the body, is how do we receive pleasure? Where does it feel safe to receive pleasure already? And where doesn't it feel safe, and why? So if you want to have a fully embodied experience to practice this in a group or in one-on-one with me, there are opportunities available for you to go deeper. Have an amazing week, and I'll talk to you soon.
The bridge between where you are and where you want to go with alcohol is spiritual alignment. That is what makes my private coaching program so unique and effective. It meets the needs of all parts of you through a feminine lens so that sobriety can become a sustainable part of your life while alcohol becomes unimportant. Take your commitment to self to the next level by scheduling a private discovery call with me. Follow the link in the show notes to pick the best time that works for you, and I will take care of the rest. I can't wait to connect with you in real life.